already, well, Dawson Boyd's already have three matches under their belt. They're 0-3 on the season. They've lost to McRae, ACGC, and Clinton Graceville Beardsley, three really good volleyball teams. So kind of a tough start here for Dawson Boyd to start the volleyball season. For Murray County Central, this is their third match of the season early on here. They're 1-1. They beat Lakeview 3-1, and they lost to state-ranked Canby in Slayton 3-1. Of course, Canby currently ranked 6th in Class A, and we'll talk more about the Canby Lancers here in a little bit. They have a big volleyball match at home tonight. All right, let's go through your State Farm Insurance starting lineups. First for the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks. A center and defensive specialist, a sophomore, Claire Stratmone. Caitlin Gruwell is a defensive specialist. She's 5'3" and a sophomore. Stella Rolfe wears number 3. She's a middle blocker, 5'11", sophomore. Number 4, an outside hitter, Caden Perkins. Perkins is 5'9", junior. Number 8, Rylan Plesner. Plesner is a middle blocker, 5'9", senior. Number 10, Kyler Yomlin, an outside hitter, 5'7", sophomore. And number 14, Kaylee Brent, right side hitter, 5'10", junior. And the Blackjacks are coached by head coach Haley Gritmacher, assisted by Paige Diekman and Amber Omlin. That's your State Farm Insurance starting lineups for the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks. For Murray County Central, we've got Kaylee Doden, a middle blocker, senior. Erin Rohr, she's a setter. You'll get a lot of touches tonight for the Rebels. She's 5'8 and a junior. Kat Miller, middle blocker, 5'10 junior. Kate Blankenship, an outside hitter, 5'8 senior. Sutton Schweyers, outside hitter, 5'10 sophomore. And Reese Gilbertson, a right side hitter, 5'9 sophomore. The Rebels are coached by Becky Reynesma, Katie Arendt, and Missy Swanson. And that's your State Farm Insurance starting lineups tonight for the Rebels and Madison. Let's take a look at some other volleyball matches. A big one tonight, probably the biggest volleyball match in Minnesota tonight in any class. Canby, ranked 6th in Class A, hosting the 5th-ranked Russell Tyler Ruthen Knights. That is going to be a good one. We'll keep you up to date on the scores there. Lockaparl Valley, they're at Hancock tonight. Lakeview is hosting Edgerton, and McRae is hosting RCW. Montevideo is hosting Bold tonight. And those are some of your volleyball matches here on Q92. That wraps up our Subway pregame show. We'll take a couple-minute break as they play the national anthem, and we'll be back with the first serve between Dawson Boyd and Murray County Central right after this.
Thanks for joining us for the Subway pregame show with Q92 Sports Director Paul Ramo. Stop by the Appleton and Dawson Subways for daily specials. Coming up next, game time, right here on Q92. Sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Matson Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Minnesota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Cleaver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market in Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas, Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schimble Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Erickson Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Cockleman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchants State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Invenergy of Marshall, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sport, Madison Chiropractic Center. Celtic Insurance Services, Carly Bothan Dawson. Beck Seeds, Bob Pearson, Federated Telephone Company. Wolfslager Concrete, Farmers Union Oil Company, Montevideo, and Granite Falls, Pyrrhus in Dawson. Sports brought to you by SOS, Seafeld Ostra Services, Minneota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Clevin Electric, Black Pearl Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Napa, Madison Auto Park, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union, Christensen Spray Foam Insulation, Canby. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Woodable Construction, Madison, Madison Bottling Company, Helgen Insurance Agency, the Wow Car Wash in Dawson, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Appleton, the Western Guard Newspaper, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson & Stoltz Attorneys, Ryan Smith Seeds, Evenson Electronics in Appleton, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Lanes Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, State Representative Chris Wodzinski. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM.
Welcome back to Dawson Boys High School, everyone. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. We've got volleyball for you today. It's actually a non-conference game between Maury County Central and the Dawson Boys Blackjacks. As I mentioned, the Blackjacks looking for the first win of the season. They lost the first three matches of the season to some very good volleyball teams, McRae, ACGC, and Clinton Graceville Beardsley. So we'll see how they do against Maury County Central. Maury County Central also a very good team. And, you know, looking down the schedule here for Dawson Boyd, they, after tonight, Monday, they'll host Hancock and then Renville County West, and then state-ranked, the number one-ranked team in the state, the Minneota Vikings, come to Dawson Boyd on September 11th. So just not an easy schedule for the Blackjacks to start the season, that's for sure. As I mentioned, La Caparo Valley volleyball team, they're in Hancock tonight to take on the Owls, and the biggest game of the night is Canby and RTR. Both teams are state ranked, and something's got to give tonight there in Canby. We'll be keeping you up to date on those scores as well. Maury County Central in their Viking purple uniforms, and the Blackjacks in their black and gold. Once again, the starters for Dawson Boys, Stratmone, Gruel, Roth, Perkins, Plesner, Yomlin, and Brent. And you got to bear with me here. This is my first volleyball match of the season. Got to dust off the cobwebs and get my volleyball terminology going on. What's that?
The barrel is number 13.
And Caitlin Gruel is 13? And she's a libero, so she's not number two, okay? Changing in the roster here. And I want to tell you, listeners, I'm broadcasting on the gym floor. I'm back where I belong, next to Janelle, Cassie, and Andrea, the scorekeepers here, the scoreboard workers. I'm sitting right on the gym floor. I'm not up on top like I'm always broadcast up during the last few years. So I feel right at home here at the scores table. And
we're happy to have you back.
Oh, thank you, Janelle. All right, here we go. First serve, Maury County Central throws it in the back row to Yomlin. She passes it up to number 14, Brent, and they get it over to net. Maury County Central pushes it back over, but it's out of bounds, and Dawson Boyd gets the first point of the match. They lead 1-0. Blackjacks have a young team, a very young team on the floor. A lot of sophomores playing here on the varsity level for Dawson Boyd right now, and there's a point for Maury County. One. Rebels are serving number 10, Kat Miller. She's a junior. Right-hander, and she throws it over the net and is dug up in the back row and saving it from going out of bounds is Perkins. And there's Stratmone with a drive. And it went out of bounds. Point Rebels, 2-1. We are underway here in Dawson tonight. Miller served, and Perkins again, and she can't play it. Does go across the net, but it goes out of bounds. Well, that's Yomlin, excuse me. Tyler Yomlin, a sophomore. And it's 3-1. Ball serve in the Strathmore. Up on the outside, hit by Perkins, and it's good. Nice drive there by Caden Perkins. And it's 3-2, 1-point lead for Maury County Central. Now, serving now for Dawson Boyd, Caden Perkins, a junior. Serve goes deep in the back row. The Rebels pass it up. Their setter, Roar, a nice set there. The Blackjacks defend it well. Now play at the net, and it's hit out of bounds by the Blackjacks. That was number 3, Stella Roth, a 5'11 sophomore. And it's 4-2, Rebels. And they're serving in the Dawson Boyd. Here's a pass by Rolfe to setter, and a net violation on Maury County Central. Point Dawson Boyd, and Caitlin Gruel, the libero, wearing a different uniform than her teammates, white uniform. She nice serve by Gruel. Into the backcourt it goes. Rebels pass it up, and a drive there by number 12, Shriers, and it goes out of bounds, I think. No, it's inbounds. The back judge there said it was inbound, so it's a point for the Rebels. Now they lead 5-3. Here's a serve by number 14, Thugson, and she serves it into the net. A service there by Maury County Central, and it's a 1-point lead for the Rebels. 5-4, Blackjack serving. Can they tie it up? Here's a run jump serve by Rolfe. Rebels played up to the front of the net. Outside drive there by number 7. Good dig, but the Blackjacks can't return it on the second hit. 6-4. Rebels. Rebels are 1-1 on the season. They lost to Lakeview 3-1. And they lost to Canby, 3-1. They beat Lakeview 3-1. They're 1-1. Now a net violation again on the Rebels. You can't touch the net in girls volleyball. You cannot even breathe on it. You touch the net, that's a violation. Unlike when I played volleyball back in my high school days, we tore the net down. 6-5, well look out, it took the volleyball, almost hit me as I'm sitting courtside. And that's an ace serve there for Dawson Boyd's Kyler Yamlin. Yamlin with an ace serve. 6-6, we're tied up. How about that? And now Kyler served the ball into the net. A service there by Yamlin. And that gives a point to Maury County Central. And they're back up on top, 7-6. Rebels serve, Shriers, and oh, it was tipped. Point Rebels, 8-6, back to a 2-point lead for Maury County Central. MCC, here's the serve by Roar, and it's in. The back judge says, yes, it's in. Boy, that looks out from here, but I'm not a referee. 3-point lead now for Maury County Central. The serve that time is out, definitely out, there by Sutton Shriers. And point for the Blackjacks, down by 2. Serving is Ryland Plesner. And she serves it out of bounds. 10-7. Fast-moving volleyball match here. Number 8 is serving Roar. She's a setter. There's a run jump serve into Gruel. Passes it up to Strathmore. And a drive from the outside by Perkins. And Caden Perkins gets the kill. I think Caden's been leading the Blackjacks in kills in their 3 matches. So they're getting the ball up to the net. Here's Strathmore. She's a left-hander. Throws it down, and it's out. And Strathmore serves the ball deep, too far. She had her Wheaties this morning. 11-8, Maury County Central. Serve in the back row to Yamlin. Pass it up to Strathmore. And a drive again from the outside by Caden Perkins. 3 kills here in set 1 for Perkins. And it's 11-9, Maury County Central. Perkins will serve. Caden is a junior. And her serve is long again by the Blackjacks. That's, 3 or 4 times. They've given 3 or 4 points to Maury County Central. with their serves too long. Rebel timeout here to tie her shoe, and we're ready to go. Rebel serve, and it hits the net and goes over, and that's playable. And it falls in there for an ace serve for number 11, Blankenship. Blankenship with the ace, and it's good. The Rebels couldn't return it. Nice job there by the Blackjacks. Kaylee Brent comes out in for Dawson Boyd, Ryland Plesner. Blackjack girls have really put a lot of time in during the summer, talking to Coach Haley Grittmacher, and done a lot of camp. As we pick up the action here, it's a three-point lead for Maury County Central. Here's a shot from the outside by the Rebel Shriers. Now the Dawson Boyd with the return by Plesner. Here's the back set and the drive from the outside, blocked out of bounds by the Blackjack. Point Rebels back to a four-point lead. We played at 25 points in volleyball, and right now it's 14-10. I just got back. I was in Mineota watching my granddaughter play for Montevideo. Montevideo 7th and 8th grade were in Mineota tonight, and it was some pretty exciting matches for 7th and 8th grade. And I buzzed up here quick, and here I am, 14-11. Front jump serve by Stella Roth. And it's good, an ace serve by Roth. She's a sophomore. 14-12, Blackjacks keeping it close here. They're down by two. And serving again is Stella. And the serve goes into the back row. The libero passes up. Oh, nice dig there by number 14 of the Rebels. Here's a Blackjack. Stratton from the outside. And not Stratton, that's number 10, Yamlin. Yamlin with the kill. Kyler got up on that one. Like I said, there's a lot of sophomores. One, two, three, four. Four sophomores starting for the Blackjacks. Down by a point, they can tie it up. Stratmone, Yamlin hits it over. Rebels have it on their side. Here's set, and the attack is good, and a kill by Schreier. 15-13. Murray County Central leading Dawson Boyd. Did you know they sell large pickles here at the Dawson Boyd concession stand? They are fantastic. Thank God, the only concession stand that I know of that sells pickles. Very good. 15-13, two-point lead for Murray County Central. Stratmone, a back step there to Plesner, and she fanned on it. Point Murray County Central. Libero player. Ava Deacon, a senior, has it, and she serves and goes into Gruel. She passes up to Stratmont. Claire will throw it over quick. Now back to Murray County Central, and it's out. Point Dawson Boyd, 16-14. Now let's see if the Blackjacks can go on a run here, down by 2 points here in set one. Serving is Yamlin, number 10. Oh, she served it long again. I think that's four or five times now, service there. Better write myself a note here in set one. Serve out of bounds is the story of set one here. And now, I think that was Plesner with the kill. Ryland right in the middle. She's a senior. And it's 17-15. Blackjacks just... They've been down by two, down by three, down by two. Now a service there by Plesner. Put the lead back to three for the Rebels. Paul Ramo here in Dawson tonight. It's Dawson Boyd and Murray County Central. The Rebels serving the libero player. Roar gets it over, and it's good. Blackjack's unable to return it, and Coach Haley Grittmacher, Dawson Boyd, wants a timeout, so we'll take a timeout as well. 19-15, Murray County Central leading Dawson Boyd. We'll take a commercial break and be back after this.
Sports on Q92 by Haugen Insurance, with offices in Madison and Ortonville, serving the entire Q92 listing area. It's crop insurance and more. They can help you at Haugen Insurance. Stop in, visit with Dwayne, Susie, or Peter soon. Haugen Insurance.
Shadowland Farms Trucking of Appleton offers custom trucking, lime application, and excavation. Call Brad Mitchell for more information at 320-297-0142. And Shadowland Farm Trucking is a proud sponsor of all Lacaparral Valley sports and activities.
When you grow corn or soybeans for a living, you're always looking for the latest advances to help your fields be more profitable. That's why it's time to turn to Channel. When you plant elite Channel seed products, you also get the services of your very own Channel seedsman. You see, your seedsmen work with you year-round to make the most of your operation. For customized service, expert advice, and elite seed products, your local Channel seedsmen are Tron Tossel and Dylan Erickson of Tron Tossel Seeds. Contact Tron at 320-297-0403 or Dylan at 320-269-1250. That's Tron Tossel Seeds, your local Channel seeds dealer.
All right, timeout's over by Coach Haley Grittmacher of the Blackjacks. And the Rebels, as we come out of commercial break, just scored another point, and they're back up by four. Now the largest lead for any team here in set one, 20-16. We played at 25, and there's a kill for Dawson Boyd, number four, Caden Perkins, her fourth here in set one. Perkins playing well here for Dawson Boyd, and she's going to serve. Looks over to Coach Grittmacher. And Perkins' serve is out of bounds on the side court. Giving up way too many points serving the ball out of bounds here in set one. That's got to be 6 or 7 points for the Rebels. Rebels serve in the Yamlin up the Strathbone, and it's blocked at the net by the Rebels. They play it. Here's Rohr, the set, the drive, and a nice dig, but they couldn't play it. Boy, Strathbone sacrificed her body there, hitting the floor hard, and it's 22-17. Rebels, another timeout, this time by the Rebels. We'll take a commercial break and be back with more volleyball from Dawson Boyd High School right after this.
Sports broadcast on Q92 brought to you in part by the Madison Dental Clinic, downtown Madison, where Dr. Brandon Alstead and the staff provide quality dental care to their many patients from all around the area. They hope all of our students in the local schools have a great year in academics, arts, and athletics. Madison Dental Clinic, reminding you, take care of your teeth. Visit your dentist on a regular basis.
Clement Electric of Appleton is here to serve all of your farm, home, commercial wiring, and air conditioning needs. We are your LED lighting specialists. From new construction to remodeling jobs to service calls, there's no job too big or small. Contact Bill or Adam at 320-289-1041. That's 289-1041 for all of your wiring needs. Proudly serving the area since 1984. Clement Electric, we're here to serve you.
All right, coming out of commercial break, Caitlin Gruhl just had an ace serve, and it's 22-19, Murray County Central. They're 3 points away from taking set one, but the Blackjacks trying to stop it. Gruhl with a serve deep in the back row, and it's blocked out of bounds by the Blackjacks. And a point for the Rebels is 23-19, Murray County Central. Looking to take set one here. And the serve by the Rebels goes in to Yamlin. Strathbone with the back set and a drive there by Rose. Rohr to set, the drive. Nice save by Gruhl in the back row. And a kill there by number eight. No, it's going to be a net violation on the Rebels. And the Rebel players can't believe that. And they're going to talk to the referees about that call. They are. And it looks like the referee's going to stay with it. So a point for Dawson Boyd. It's 23-20. Serving for the Blackjacks. Let's see if they can go on a run here and finish strong here in set one. Stella Rolfe with the serve goes into the corner. Back up to the net. Rohr with the drive. Nice dig. Oh, the Blackjacks set it over. What a defensive play by Dawson Boyd there. And now the Blackjacks can't play it back on a second hit by the... And it's set point, game point. 24-20. Next point for the Rebels. They take set one here. It's 24-20. And the Rebels serving. Deacon, the libero player, serves in the back row to Gruhl. She passes the ball up to Strathbone. Here's a shot from the outside, and they fanned on it. And I think that was Yamlin. And the first set goes to the Maury County Central Rebels, 25-20. And service there, theirs really hurt Dawson Boyd in set one. So we'll take a couple-minute break here, and we'll be back as the Rebels go up 1-0 on the Blackjacks. We'll be back in a couple minutes.
Sports also brought to you by Old National Bank in Madison. When it comes to managing your money, you need convenience, flexibility, and sometimes some good advice. That's why you have Old National Bank. They offer a range of checking accounts to meet your everyday needs, plus plenty of lending options when you need them. And you can always turn to Old National for guidance. Come meet the Madison team at 222 6th Avenue or visit anytime at oldnational.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Rise Nursery of Porter. Need large nursery trees? Well, contact Rodney Rye at Rise Nursery and Tree Moving. They have them, 4 and 10 inch in diameter. Call Rodney Rye at 507-296-4488 or give Rodney a call on his cell phone at 507-829-4614. That's Rise Nursery and Tree Moving in Porter.
Subway of Appleton and Dawson is also a sports booster. Stop by Subway before or after the game in Appleton or Dawson. Subway has daily specials on sandwiches and soup. Check out the featured footlong of the month at Subway. Subway in Appleton and Dawson open Monday through Saturdays 8 to 9 and Sundays 9 to 9. Subway in Appleton located along Highway 7 and Dawson Highway 212. Listen for the Subway Athlete of the Game right here on Q92.
Did you know that Dawson Grain Co-op is the oldest continuous-run farmer's elevator in the state of Minnesota, serving its patrons since September 1887? Go to DawsonGrain.com to get the latest in market prices, both locally and nationally, along with the latest weather and market trends. Also, news and reports and commentary from experts. That's DawsonGrain.com. Dawson Grain Co-op, locally owned and locally operated and always striving to help their customers and our community. Dawson Grain Co-op, located West Highway 212, Dawson.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz, attorneys in Madison. Rick Stoltz are ready to go to work on your legal needs. Give them a call, 320-598-7578. That's 320-598-7578 for Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz, attorneys in Madison, wishing all of our area students a great school year. And sports brought to you by the Dairy Queen, North Highway 75, Madison. Always ready to serve up a full meal. Come on in for a delicious burger or mouthwatering Dairy Queen treat at the Dairy Queen in Madison. Just some of our Q92 sports boosters.
Sports also brought to you by Larson Brother Concrete. Call them for all your concrete needs. Call for estimate Shannon 507-920-8453 or Nick at 507-920-8454. No job too big or too small. Larson Brother Concrete of Dawson.
Got dirt? Got grime? Get clean on your time. At Wow Auto Wash in Dawson, you're in control. Their self-serve stations give you the power to spray, scrub, and shine your way. Wow Auto Wash has been updated with a new card reader. Get the UWash app to get royalty points. It's easy. Just pull up, pay, and wash. No waiting, no hassle. And with high-pressure wands, foamy soap, and powerful vacuums, your ride will be looking showroom new in minutes. Open 24/7 because your car deserves a shine anytime. Stop by Wow Auto Wash in Dawson today, where a cleaner car starts with you.
Paul Ramo back here at Dawson Boyd High School. The Maury County Central Rebels took the first set 25-20. It was close all the way, but way too many service errors for the Blackjacks. I think they gave them 7 or 8 points just serving the ball out of bounds. And that was the difference there in set one. So let's see if the Blackjacks can tie it up. One apiece here. We're in set two, just underway. Rebels lead 2-1. Dawson Boyd, side of the court. Brent gets it over. Rebels return it on two hits. Now the set there by Rolf. And back to the Rebels. Here's the set. They got a different setter here now. And a hit there by Blankenship. And it was tipped. And so the Rebels get the point there. Blankenship with her second kill of the match. 3-1, Maury County Central here in set two. Blackjacks trying to get it over, and they do on the third hit. That was Stella Roth. Here's the Rebels. Back over. Yamlin, Stratmoe, the set at the net. That was too far, an easy point for Maury County Central. Claire just set it just over too far on top of the net there, and the Rebels just reached over and hit it to the floor. There's the serve. Stratmoe's going to look for Yamlin from the outside. A drive. Rebels keep it off the floor. Now they throw it back, and it's good. A kill there by number 11, Blankenship. Boy, she's racking up the kills here early here in set 2, 5-1. Haven't got any updates. Haven't had any updates as of yet. And Canby and RTR, two state-ranked teams going at it. And there's an ace serve by the libero player, number 2, Deacon. And Coach Haley Grittmacher sitting to my left here as I'm broadcasting on the gym floor. I thought she was going to call a timeout. And there's a service there. That was hit too long by Ava Deacon, a senior libero player for Maury County Central. We'll have football for you tomorrow night here on Q92. It's Lakeview at Lacaparo Valley. That's a 6 o'clock start, I should add. 6 o'clock start on football tomorrow night. And there's a kill. She went cross court. Kat Miller with the kill there for the Rebels. 7-2, 5-point lead here for Maury County Central. And not sure what the delay is here. The Rebels will serve. Kate Blankenship, the senior, serves it into the corner to Yamlin. Stratmoe throws it off. And now met by Lee, or carry called, a carry. You got to get that ball off your fingertips and hold it there. And that was on the Rebels, so a point for Dawson Boyd, 7-3. Here's a run jump serve by Stella Roth. And the Rebels hit it. No, the Blackjacks touched it there. Gruel, point, Maury County. No, the Blackjacks will get the point there. 7-4. Blackjacks on a little bit of a run here. Here's number 3, Stella Roth. She's 5'11", a sophomore. And a point. I'm not quite sure they gave the point for the Rebels. I don't know why. That was strange. Didn't catch that. I missed something there. 4-point lead for Maury County Central. They took the first set. The Rebels did, 25-20. The Blackjacks must have gave them 7-8 points on service errors. Here's Stratmoe throws it over. Rebels having trouble, and they get it over on the third hit. Stratmoe's going to set Yamlin from the outside, and it's touched out of bounds by the touched back there by the Rebels. And the Rebels will serve. 9-4. Lacaparo Valley volleyball team, they're up in Hancock tonight. Take on the Owls in a non-conference game. Hopefully we'll get some updates on that as well. Oh, Yamlin saved it beautifully. And Roach gets it back over on the third hit. The Rebels hit it deep into the back row. And Perkins, from the back row, throws it over to net. Here's a shot from the outside, partially blocked by Pleasner. It is. Point, Dawson Boyd, 9-5. 4-point lead for the Rebels. And the Blackjacks are serving number 10, Kyler Yamlin. Nice tight serve played by the libero. For the Rebels, and they can't pass it up to the net. Point, Dawson Boyd. 9-6. Here come the Blackjacks. Down by 3 here in set 2. And Kyler Yamlin on that state championship golf team along with Stratmoe. And Kyler throws that out of bounds. Yeah, last June, the Dawson Boyd girls golf team won the state championship. It was so much fun. Covering state golf from Pebble Creek in Becker. And Lindsay Lund, part of that team. She's golfing well at Winona State here in the fall. As we pick up the action, it's 10-6. Maury County Central. We've got a long volley going on here. And finally, with the kill, is number 12, Shrivers. She gets the kill. And it's 11-6. Serving for Maury County Central is number 10, Miller, Kat Miller. And here's Rolfe. Hits it into the net. Point Rebels. 6-point lead, and Coach Haley Grittmacher stands up, and Haley wants a timeout with a 6-point lead for the Rebels. We'll take a commercial break. We'll be back in 1 minute. All right, welcome back to Dawson Boyd High School. The timeout's over by Coach Haley Grittmacher. 12-6, the Rebels, to make that 13-6 as Scrivers. Sutton Scrivers picks up her fifth kill of the match. Apologize, I was mispronouncing her name. It's Scrivers. 13-6, and a service error there by number 10, Kat Miller. That gives the volleyball back to Dawson Boyd. Into the match is Kaylee Brent, a junior, and serving for the Blackjacks is Pleasner. Goes into the back row, and the libero, Deacon, unable to play it. And that's a serve there for number 8, Rylan Pleasner. Pleasner served back again. Passed up to the net, and here's a shot from the outside, and it's good by Scrivers, and she's got 6 kills here in the match. 14-8, Murray County Central. They won the first match 25-20. 5-point win in the first set there for Murray County Central. Blackjacks get it over on the third hit. Here's the Rebels on their side. They'd return the favor on the third hit, and Gruel passes up. And Yamlin Perkins unable to block it there. Point Murray County Central, and they have their biggest lead here in set 2, 15-8. Number 4 serving, Nelson, Danielle Nelson, and it's in. The line judge there, got to give a little shout out to Molly Hennon. She's the line judge, the back judge tonight. Molly Hennon and Casey Strike. And we got another timeout on the floor. So with a timeout, it's 16-8 Rebels over the Blackjacks here in set 2. We'll take a break and be right back.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Comerford Construction and Gravel of Denver, serving our entire Q92 listening area. They can handle all of your aggregate needs, including rock, crushed gravel, washed sand, washed rock, plus they'll do your excavation work. Call 320-567-2335. That's 320-567-2335. Comerford Construction and Gravel of Danvers, Minnesota. Sports also brought to you by First Security Bank of Canby, proud sponsor of the L.A. Amundsen Scholarship Fund. First Security Bank of Canby, member of the FDIC, and an equal opportunity housing lender.
Sports also brought to you by Sather Building Supply, located 236 North 3rd Street in Dawson. See them for all your building needs. They're open every Monday through Friday from 8 till 5. Call 320-769-4481. Sather Building Supply, located just off of Highway 212 in Dawson, owned and operated by Ken Sather.
Paul Ramo back here at Dawson Boyd High School, and the score is 17-8. Murray County Central here in set 2. They took the first set 25-20. And the Rebels are serving. Nelson gets it in the back row to Yamlin. Up to Stratmon. Stratmon sets Brent. Haley Brent with it. And those are going to give that point. That's the win out of bounds. Blocked out of bounds by Brent. And a 10-point lead now for Murray County Central. 18-8. And a service error there by the Rebels, Nelson, and it's 18-9. And here's Stratmon, Blair, a 10th grader. A lot of varsity volleyball experience for Claire, and she has a service error. She served the ball into the net, and that gives a point to Murray County Central. Back to a 10-point lead for the Rebels, 19-9. Rebels, one win, one loss coming into the match here. They lost to state-ranked Canby 3-1. They beat Lakeview 3-1. Blackjacks get the point. Here's Perkins. Perkins tosses the ball in the air and then serves it over to net. Oh, we got a new setter here now. Dirks for the Rebels. Blackjacks have it. And Yamlin throws it over. Nice job by Tyler. Perkins. Here's a drive there by Brent. she used her left hand and went out of bounds. And that's the 20th point for Maury County Central. It's 20-11. Serve. Nice dig there by Perkins, but the Blackjacks can't get it over in three hits. 21-11. The libero player there, Deacon. Service error into the net. Boy, we've seen a lot of service errors by both teams tonight. If you're just tuning in, Maury County Central took the first set 25-20. Now they lead 21-12 over Dawson Boyd. Number 13, Caitlin Grewell, service error into the net. And Coach Grittmacher can't be happy with her serving tonight. 22-12. 22-12, Rebels. Blackjacks are substituting here on the rotation to make sure we got everybody in the right position. Here's a serve by the Rebels, and the Blackjacks can't return it. Maybe that was partially blocked at the net there by Kat Miller, and it's 23-12. Rebels serve. Nice dig there by Yowen. Stratmon back to Kyler, and it's blocked out of bounds by the Rebels. Point, Dawson Boyd. Nice job between Yamlin and Stratmon. They work together well. Here's number six. This is Beesman, Ryland Beesman, and she served the ball into the net. And it's a match or a set point here, 24-13. Next point for the Rebels. They win the set, and they'll go up two sets to none. Here's the serve by the Rebels. Goes in the Gruel up to Stratmon. Here's Yamlin from the outside, and it is in. It is in. A point for Dawson Boyd. It's a 10-point lead. That was a kill by Stratmon, or by Yamlin. Yamlin's going to serve. 24-14. Set point for Maury County Central. Here's a shot from the outside. Yamlin saves it. Stratmon. Back to Yamlin. It's the Yamlin-Stratmon show right now. Here's a set and a drive from the outside. She pushes it out of bounds. Point, Dawson Boyd. The Blackjacks are not going away quietly. 24-15. Still set point for the Rebels. Yamlin Kyler tosses the ball in the air. Hits the net. That's playable. It goes over the net. That's an ace serve for Yamlin. Her second ace serve of the match. 24-16. And the Blackjacks continue here. And Kyler serves into the net in a kind of a fitting way to end that. 25-16. Maury County Central wins set two, and they go up two sets to none on the Blackjacks. We'll take a couple minute break here between sets. We'll come back with set three between Dawson Boyd and Maury County Central right after this.
Sports on Q92, brought to you in part by Cargill of Madison. Check out CargillAg.com. It gives you the futures, quotes, and the most accurate weather, and a lot of information, plus tools to help you market your grain. It also gives you the local grain prices at Cargill in Madison. CargillAg.com. It's free, and they keep adding features. CargillAg.com. Point, click, and prosper.
If a new ride is on your wish list, the Co-op Credit Union has a little tip for you. Get pre-qualified before you walk into a dealership. This helps put you in the driver's seat during the car buying process, and it helps keep your budget in check. Co-op Credit Union is local people making local decisions on your auto and consumer loans. Stop by any of their locations in Montevideo, Benson, Canby, or Wilmer.
Co-op Credit Union, we're your financial home.
Normal lending guidelines apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
Mattson Family Chiropractic prides themselves on helping you reach and achieve your goals that you have with care. Although most times getting out of pain is the primary goal, and Dr. Brock Mattson will do everything he can to help you achieve that. Chiropractic care is most often associated with neck and back pain, but Mattson Family Chiropractic offers so many other services as well, like sports physicals, DOT and drug testing. And does chiropractic care help kids? The answer is yes. Contact Dr. Brock Mattson today to set up an appointment. Call 320-269-7135. That's Mattson Family Chiropractic, Montevideo. Farmers at heart. At Beck's, that's who we are. Over 100 years, the Beck family has lived and farmed in central Indiana. And today, Bob Pearson Seeds is a proud Beck's dealer dedicated to serving farmers in Minnesota. To us, helping farmers succeed means so much more than just being a great seed supplier. We are committed to helping farmers seek new challenges, push boundaries, and innovate in an ever-changing industry. That's what makes Beck's different. We love what we do. We are and will remain farmers at heart. For more information, call Bob Pearson at 320-226-1534.
One of our sports boosters, CCM Health.
When it came time to grow our family, we decided to go to CCM Health. From the moment we walk in the door to the people checking us in, everybody always has a friendly smile, and we just feel heard and cared for from the beginning to the end of our appointments. With the help and the support of my midwife and through the nurses, I was able to recover so much quicker emotionally, physically. I 100% would recommend going to CCM Health. CCM Health helped us grow our family and live our life.
Sports on Q92, also brought to you by the Madison EDA. They believe there are a lot of good reasons for past residents and newcomers to bring it home to Madison. Many people have moved back to the area for a variety of good reasons. The newly renovated MMN Elementary School and Black Pearl Valley High School are a couple of those reasons. The high school, with a 95% graduation rate, offers a variety of academic and athletic programs. For information on the Madison community, go online to madisonmn.info or call 320-598-7373. Bring it home to Madison. You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
All right, we're back here at Dawson Boyd High School, set three. Murray County Central leading Dawson Boyd 2-0. They took the first set 25-20, and they took the second set 25-16. Got an update for you in Canby. Russell Tyler Ruthen took the first set from Canby 25-22. And RTR ranked fifth in Class A. Canby ranked sixth. So a big volleyball match happening right now in Canby. And the Rebels, looks like the Rebels took set one 25-22. Here it's 4-0. Rebels here in set three trying to sweep the Blackjacks tonight. Blackjacks have yet to win a set here this year. Stratmon throws it over. Play in the middle. Nice job there by number three, Stella Rolfe. And now the Rebels hit out of bounds, and it's Blackjack ball. 4-1, point Dawson Boyd. In now is Ryland Beastman. Beastman in, and she's going to serve. She's a left-hander, tall left-hander. And Beastman's serve goes down the side and is played there by the Rebels. And they throw it over, and it's good. Number 11, Blankenship with another kill. That's her fourth kill here in the first half. Once again, Paul Ramo here in Dawson tonight. We've got the Rebels and the Blackjacks. And the Rebels lead 2-0. There's a service error there by Murray County Central's degree. Five, two, Rebels lead. Blackjack serve it, and the Rebels return it with a kill there by Doden, her first of the match. RTR took four of the last 5 points to edge Canby there in set one, 25-22. So Canby was almost ready to take set one there, and the Knights rallied with 4 points. Here, Rebels took set one, 25-20. They took set two, 25-16. Now it's a three-point lead here in set three, 6-3. Dawson Boyd will serve with the volleyball. Stella Rolfe, a sophomore. She does a run jump serve. It's a good one. Rebels hit it. Now they got to get over in the third hit. Big attack there by number 12. Wow. Scrivers, her eighth kill of the match. she is, what they got her listed at 5'10", and she's only a 10th grader, folks. And she was right in front of me here, and she can jump. 7-3, Murray County Central. Ball goes into Gruel. Here's a set there by Stratmon, and Yaman hits it back over. Rebels return it quick. The set there by Perkins. Now a drive from the middle court there by Perkins. And then the Rebels hit it out of bounds on the return, and it's 7-4. Number 12, Emma Stotesbury. Her first action tonight, I think. And Emma Stotesbury is just an eighth grader, and she is serving. Eighth grade. Serves into the net. 8-4, point Rebels. Tomorrow night, I'll have football from Lacrosse Valley High School. The Eagles will host the Lakeview Lakers. Lakeview won big. I think they put up like 70-some points against Medelia last week. And Lacrosse Valley lost a 44-6 to giving Fairfax Winthrop. Dawson Boyd Blackjacks, they're gonna host Yellow Medicine East. I was really impressed with the Blackjack football team last week in that win over Murray County Central. 9-4 here. Set three. Oh, nice tip there by Dawson Boyd Plesner. Ryland tipped it over and fooled the Rebels. 9-5, 4-point lead. Blackjacks need something positive to happen here. Yamlin with the serve. Rebels having trouble, and they save it. Wow. And now the Blackjacks hit it backwards. And it's 10-5, 5-point lead. Our game is kind of, we started fairly early tonight, so our game's kind of ahead of all the other games, so not getting much update. Rebels serving into Perkins. Here's Perkins from the outside, and it's blocked out of bounds by the Rebels. Nice job there by number 4, Caden Perkins, an outside hitter. She's 5'9 and a junior. 10-6, Rebels. And Gruel will serve. Caitlin is a sophomore. And Caitlin serves tight. Here's a shot from the outside and an easy point for Murray County Central. Blankenship again. Her fifth kill of the match. Substitutes on the rotation for Murray County Central. 11-6. Rebels win this set. They'll win the match. Blackjacks win this set. We'll go to a set 4. Here's Perkins from the outside. A monster hit, but blocked or picked up in the back row. Play at the net. And the Rebels hit it 4 times. And a point for Dawson Boyd. Good effort there by the Blackjacks. Stotesbury, Stratmon, Gruel, all there. Keeping that volleyball off the floor. 11-7. Served by the Blackjacks. Stratmon. Oh, a rolling dig. That's what they call it by the Rebels. Stratmon, here's the middle of the floor. A shot there by Rolf. Rebels return it deep in the back row of the Gruel. Stratmon. Here's Perkins from the outside. And it's blocked out of bounds by the Rebels. Point Dawson Boyd. 11-8. Blackjacks keeping it close here. Here's Stratmon. Her serve. Oh, that's going to go way out of bounds on the side court. Too many of them today, tonight for the Blackjacks. 12-8. I think if I know Haley, Coach Gritlocker, they're going to be practicing serving tomorrow. And the Rebels serve it out of bounds. They'll be practicing serving as well. 12-9. Perkins has the volleyball. And she'll serve for Dawson Boyd, gets it in the back row. They bump it up to the front of the net, and they get it over on the third hit. Gruel with a nice save, and a quick push over there by Beastman. Here's a play, and it's a big kill there by Blankenship again, her sixth. 13-9. Rebels here in set 3. Here's a serve by the Rebels. Goes in to Yamlin. Satmone back to Yamlin. Nice dig. Oh, it went over the net. What a play there by number five, Abby Dirks. Yeah, Dirks, a junior. Nice play. Serving the Perkins. Stratmon and Yamlin again. You've heard those two names a lot tonight. They get a lot of touches. Here's Stratmon. She'll push it over instead of setting. Nice, smart play there by Claire. And then the Rebels hit it into the net. They tried to attack the net. And number 12, Scrivers, hit it in the net. It's 14-10. So here's an opportunity for Dawson Boyd to go on a run here, down by four. Here's that run, jump serve by Rose. Deep in the back row, the Rebels have it in the middle of the court, and they hit it, and it is good. Wow, that was probably the hardest hit volleyball tonight. 15-10, I believe that was by Miller. I'm broadcasting on the gym floor tonight, usually up on the back row. But those score table ladies have invited me down here tonight, where I used to broadcast many years, so they moved us up to the back row up there. Oh, Yamlin with a nice drive in the back. Rebels play it back over. 15-10, 5-point lead. Here's Scrivers. She bumps it over slowly. Now Perkins, the Yamlin from the outside, and it is out of bounds. 16-10. Stop out to the Lockapaw County Fair this weekend. A lot of people out there with Senior Citizen Day. A lot of people out there today enjoying the fair. And beautiful weather. You can't complain. It's hot, that's for sure. 16-10, play at the net. And the Rebels get the point. Blackjack had a nice drive there. Beastman. 17-10. Murray County Central inching closer to 25 here. Stratmon has set it over again instead of setting the ball. Here's a play from the outside and a drive, and somebody hit the net. And I think that Blackjack are going to get the point on net violation there on Murray County Central. You want to tune in to the local sports report tomorrow morning about 7:15. We'll run through some stats. Go through all the volleyball scores tonight, cross country tonight as well. Scriver hits it over. Quick and hard hit ball there. And who are they going to give the point to there? Well, they're going to give it to the Rebels. It's 18-11. 18-11 here in set three. Rebels lead 2-0. They took the first set 25-20, took the second set 25-16. Scrivers hits it deep in the rope. Play by the Rebels. They get it over the net. Here's Perkins. Up to number 12. That's Stokesberry, and they hit it over. Nice play by the Blackjacks. Blocked by Plesner, but nobody there to cover. Plesner with a nice block. Coach Gritmacher's going to call a timeout. Rebels lead 19-11. We'll take a commercial break and be back with more Blackjack volleyball right here on Q92.
Southwest Insurance Services, Incorporated of Cambie and Grinnell Mutual, understand the value of teamwork. That's why we applaud the accomplishments of the hardworking student athletes in our community. Every achievement, big and small, is worth celebrating. Trust in teamwork, trust in tomorrow. Contact Kerry Harding, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at 507-223-7248 today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual and Reinsurance Company. Fender bender? Major collision? Don't stress. Call Tufty Auto Body and Sales in Madison. They handle the dents, the dings, and full repairs like it never happened. Tufty Auto Body works with all insurance providers and offers free estimates. Fast, friendly, and flawless. That's Tufty Auto Body's promise. Call 320-598-3770 or visit Tufte Auto Body and Sales Facebook page. That's Tufte Auto Body and Sales, where your car comes back better than ever.
We're back here at Dawson Boyd High School. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. Timeout's over by Coach Grittmacher. Rebels lead 2-0, and they're looking to close it out here. It is 21-11 here in set three. We'll have our Neon Needles post-game show coming up after the match. Hopefully the Blackjacks can rally big time here for set four, so we can delay that post-game show. There's Scrivers from the outside. Oh, nice block by Plesner. Here's Yamlin from the outside. She scores. Kyler Yamlin, 21-12. Blackjacks will serve. And number 10, Kyler, will get the volleyball to serve. 21-12. And another service there. My goodness. 22-12. Rebels serving, and off the bench is Danielle Nelson, defensive specialist. I want to welcome everybody listening on the fairgrounds, out at Lockport County Fairgrounds tonight. Tomorrow night, Chris Hockey Band at 9 o'clock. Can't wait for that. I had a nice interview with Chris this morning, and you'll hear that interview sometime tomorrow on Q92. It's already up on podcast, on our KLQT podcast site. Nice guy. And he's at in Madison tomorrow. Kind of a big deal in the metro area. 22-12 Rebels. They have the ball. Here's a hit from the outside, and it's good. 12. Rebels 2 points away from winning the match. Here's Nelson for the Rebels serving. And it goes in the number 13, Gruel, and a drive by Perkins, blocked at the net by the Rebels. Here's Stratmullen from the outside, and it's good! And Janelle just saved me. The volleyball almost hit me in the head. Janelle puts her hand out in front of my face, deflects the volleyball, and I can note my glasses are not broke.
I got you.
Gotcha. Thank you, Janelle. 23-13, 24-13, service there by Gruel. So it's match point for the Murray County Central Rebels. They lead 24-13. Coming in to serve is Dirks. Match point, Rebel bench are up on their feet. Here we go. Match point, the serve in the Perkins, the set, Stotesbury. Stratmullen throws it deep in the back row. Rebels save it. They got to get over from third hit, and they do. Stotesbury. Plesner throws it over in the middle of the court. And the Blackjacks get the point. 24-14. In is Beastman. Stratmullen will serve. Still match point for Murray County Central. Stratmullen ready to serve here. Here it is, and it goes over. Rebels play it. Nice dig in the back row. Here's a shot. Blackjacks trying to keep it going here. Here's Rebels on their side, and there's a drive blocked at the net by the Blackjacks. Nice job by Plesner. Plesner throws that one. Nice dig in the back row there by the Rebels. Here's our longest volley of the night right here. Match point, 24-14. Still going, volleying. Left point, Stratmullen saves it. Here's Yamlin. She throws it in the net. And the Rebels win it 25-14. And they take the match 3-0 over the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks tonight. So we'll take a couple minute break here, and we'll be back with the Neon Needles post-game show right after this.
Sports on Q92, also sponsored by Ludvigson Tiling of Madison, Minnesota. Landowners, for all your tiling, drainage, and excavating needs, contact Nate Ludvigson of Ludvigson Tiling at 320-226-7022. Nate gives estimates upon request and all work guaranteed. That's Ludvigson Tiling of Madison, another fine Q92 sports booster. Another sports booster on Q92 is the Lacaparral County Corn and Soybean Growers Association. Being a member of the Lacaparral County Corn and Soybean Growers gives you opportunities to give back to your community, be more involved in public policy decisions, and be more informed on issues affecting local farmers. To find out more information about the benefits or to become a member of the Lacaparral County Corn and Soybean Growers, contact Dwight Mork or Jeff Rankins today. Lacaparral County Corn and Soybean Growers, proud to sponsor high school sports here on Q92.
Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
Welcome to the Neon Needles post-game show. Paul Ramo here at Dawson Boyd High School tonight. The Rebels win it 3-0 over the Blackjacks, 25-20, 25-16, 25-14. Join me on the Neon Needles post-game show with Blackjacks head coach Haley Gritmacher. And Haley, what did you just tell your girls there in the huddle?
Well, first of all, I said that, you know, we focus on getting better from set to set. Obviously, in scoring-wise, we did not get better set to set. But our transition offense was much faster, and our hitters were approaching hard. We hit the ball really hard in set one, but didn't swing as well later on in the match. And then we're just going to... But we're going to just take our serving and chalk it up to a loss and move on. There's nothing you can do about that.
Yeah.
Some nights it's just not yours, and that definitely was ours back there for her.
Yeah, that's right. That was one of my notes. I think you gave up 7 or 8 points just on service there in a close set.
Yeah, we gave up 8 in the first set.
Yep. That'll come. You got a young team.
That will come, absolutely. We're a young group. We start 4 sophomores. We have an 8th grader come in at the end of the match for us. So,
yep.
It'll come. They'll grow for sure.
Set two, fairly close, too. You had it under 10 points there, 25-16. Any thoughts on set two there?
Yeah, we thought with how well we played in set one, minus the serving, that we didn't want to make any changes as far as serving subs or anything like that. But then we got down in serve receive right away at the beginning, didn't pass balls very well, and then just not as much hustle on defense as we had in the first set either. So definitely our passing was an area of weakness for us in the second set.
Yeah, in that third set, you battled hard there.
Yeah, this group's going to fight for whatever they can. Like I said, we ran a quick transition offense. Claire Stratmon sets primarily for us.
Yep.
She
does a good job.
She does. She does a great job. She's actually kind of playing out of position. She's more of a libero kid, played right side for us last year. And so... with her being out of position, you know, she does a really great job. I can't commend her enough. Her positive attitude, and she brings the team together, tries to mix it up as much as she can for not being, you know, a setter by trade. She does a really nice job.
Yeah, I was saying Stratmon and Yamlin a lot. They get a lot of touches, don't they?
Yeah, they do. Those two and Caden Perkins are our 3 returning starters from last year. And so as outsides, Kyler and Caden get a lot of balls. If we can't pass the ball well, they definitely take a lot of balls. And so our setters just know that they're the ones we have to feed in tight positions.
I think you guys put a lot of time in during the summer, didn't you?
Yeah, we did. Our kids went weekly practices and went to a couple camps. We went up to Morris for teen camp. The kids went to individual camp. We had 11 girls attend Southwest States camp this summer.
Makes you better.
Yeah, it only makes you better. We had quite a few girls go over to Watertown and play JOs. They just work their butt off. I mean, we had practice last night for an hour and then did some volunteering. And I overheard the girls say, let's go back to the gym before we go to Agapi's.
Oh, wow.
So they live here. And most of the time I live here too, and so it's just really fun to see them take the initiative, because they don't like to lose.
Right.
And so to be 0-4 to start the season is definitely not how we wanted.
Now there's some tough teams
to go, but yeah, definitely some tough teams. Our non-conference schedule is always pretty tough, and then McRae was really tough as well with a conference opponent. So we're looking forward to getting a couple wins here under our belt, and hopefully next weekend at the Benson tournament we can come out on top. We do pretty well there. So.
Oh, you're in Benson tournament this weekend?
Next weekend.
Oh, next weekend.
Next weekend. Yep.
Looks like you got Hancock at home here on Monday, huh?
Yeah, that's that'll be a tough matchup too. I know they've battled a couple five-set matches, and they're under good hands with their head coach. She played at Morris. And so it's always fun to match up against them and see her with that connection. So.
Okay. All right, real good, Haley. Well, appreciate you. I got the broadcast here tonight.
I know. It's fun to be courtside, right?
Yeah, the score table lady, Janelle and Cassie and Andrea, they do a great job.
They're amazing. We're so lucky to have all the support with our same old, same score tables. We've got great line judges, wonderful officials, great broadcasting support.
Well, thank you.
We appreciate everything. Yep. So thank you so much.
All right. You bet, Haley.
Thanks.
Good luck.
Thank you.
That's Haley Grittmacher, head coach of the Blackjacks. They fall tonight 3-0 over to Maury County Central. Other matches going on. Well, keeping tabs in Canby here. Canby took the second set, 25-17. So that's tied up one set apiece there in Canby, two state-ranked teams. Have any update on Lac La Parle Valley yet? Lakeview's leading Edgerton 2-0. McRae's leading RCW 2-0. That's your updates right now. Next broadcast actually is tomorrow night. I'll have football for you. 6 o'clock kickoff, not 7 o'clock, 6 o'clock kickoff tomorrow night. Lakeview at Lac La Parle Valley, and it should be a good one. And then we can go out to the fair and watch the Chris Hockey Band. They take the stage about 9 o'clock at the Lac La Parle County Fair. And so, thanks to Phil and Tyus back at the studio running the board. Appreciate that. And thanks to our fine sponsors here on Q92. And with that, we'll turn it back to you at the studios. Thanks for listening, everyone.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles post-game show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good.
Sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Matson Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Minnesota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market in Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schibel Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Toffee Auto and Sales, Erickson Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Cottleman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Invenergy of Marshall, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludvigson Tiling, the Dryer Doctors in Montevideo, Madison Chiropractic Center, Celtic Insurance Services, Carly Bothan Dawson, Beck Seeds, Bob Pearson, Federated Telephone Company, Wolfslager Concrete, Farmers Union Oil Company, Montevideo and Granite Falls, Pyrrhus in Dawson. Sports brought to you by SOS, Seafeld Ostra Services, Minneota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Clevin Electric, Black Pearl Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Napa, Madison Auto Park, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union, Christensen Spray Foam Insulation, Canby. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Woodable Construction, Madison, Madison Bottling Company, Helgen Insurance Agency, The Wow Car Wash in Dawson, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Appleton, The Western Guard Newspaper, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz Attorneys,
Ryan Smith Seeds, Evenson Electronics in Appleton, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Blaine's Electric, NASA, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, State Representative Chris Wodzinski. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM. If you have a smart speaker, listening to Q92 is easy. Just say, Alexa, play KLQP-FM. Great music for Rose and Ravillo, Odessa, and Corral. This is Q92, KLQP-FM. You ain't!